This is
Animal Radio.
Okay, so, Joey, how much do you think it costs for you to keep your bird for its entire life? Gurney the bird, who's right now, what, 40 years old?
Yeah, somewhere in the ballpark, yeah.
How much have you spent up to 40, and how much do you expect to spend for the rest of her life, total?
You know what, I don't have a clue. I've never even gave that any thought. You know what? I may be getting rid of her when I find out this number.
You would never.
Take a guess. Just take a wild guess.
50,000.
Wow, that would be on the high end. And
very
actually,
high end.
Birds not one of the most expensive animals to own during a lifetime. According to this new survey, it would cost you approximately $11,000 for the entire life of your bird. Now, yes,
that was in damages that she did.
Yeah.
that was just in damages. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you can't compare a parakeet with a cockatoo.
No,
I mean, certainly they don't. That's too broad.
This is very general, and I will tell you that if you go to our Facebook page, you will see this infographic, and at the bottom of the infographic, there's a link that will take you so that you can actually calculate your own animal, because you may be like us. We spend a little more on our animals. We give them a little more treats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk dogs for a second. Lori, how much do you think it costs for one of your bulldogs for an entire life?
Goodness. Yeah.
Now, this is average.
Average bulldog. Okay, then I'll deduct about $5,000. I don't know. I guess probably $7,000, $8,000.
For an entire lifetime?
That's what I was guessing, about 8,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is that off?
How much do you think your dog costs?
For its entire lifetime, Doc.
And you should probably have a fairly accurate guess, I would think, because you're a...
Put her on the spot.
Well, you're a vet, and you know that.
Okay, but it's hard for me to calculate, because there's the inherent, I don't spend money on my pet's medical care.
Ah.
I've spent, one of my former dogs, I've spent, easily $5,000 on her in the last few years with a specialist. You know, even though I don't spend money on the routine stuff because I do it myself or my husband does it, there's still that other type. I have no idea. I can tell you I spend more on my dog's daycare than I do on my house cleaners. So,
wow.
If that means anything per month, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to take a stab or a guess?
Just a wild guess.
Let's
just.
I can't even. I'm going to say probably 60,000.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That is very off. In fact, your average dog, and this is average again, will cost you between $23,000 and $25,000 for their entire lifetime.
Wow. And we are way off.
Wow.
That's three times more.
Wow.
You know what? I think it all goes to show that we just are really clueless, that we just keep doing it and doing it. And it's not until we really stop and think and go,
I don't
want
to add it up.
Now, I have a real dome scratcher for you. I'm looking at this list here. It includes dogs, cats, goldfish, rabbits, hamsters, guinea pigs, tortoises, lizards, birds, and chickens. Chickens, by the way, $6,200 to $6,500 a year.
No, for a lifetime.
Yeah. But I'm a cat lover. I love my cats, and this particular survey says that it will be about $16,000 for a life of a cat. And I can tell you that I will actually probably spend more, like $25,000, $30,000. You know, I'm thinking some of the medical fees.
I guess I've already spent $6,000 on my dog's legs.
Yes,
and she's only eight. So.
That is correct.
Yeah.
You've got your bionic dog is what you've got. And then they have on this survey, they have goldfish, which is interesting. Your average goldfish is about $1,000 to $1,500 for their lifetime.
But goldfish only lasts a couple months.
Rabbits, about $8,600. Hamsters, about $1,500. Guinea pigs, about $5,000. And here's one for you. The thing that really is the dome scratcher is what topped the list of all of these animals.
The most expensive animal.
The most expensive animal is...
What?
Tortoises come in as the highest on this list.
The highest?
The highest.
I was going to say the lowest.
At about $33,000 to $35,000 in their entire lifetime.
What could you spend on a tortoise that would cost that much?
Well, they have a long life.
They do have a long life.
Yeah, but they eat vegetables and stuff. I mean, do you take your tortoise to the vet a lot? They hibernate, don't they?
And that's probably on the low end, according to what these...
That's shocking. Why?
Why would
okay.
that be?
Well, I do know we have some clients at my office that they actually raise special species of tortoises, and they can cost thousands of dollars just to purchase the tortoise.
Oh.
So, you know, if you're looking at what you pay for them, you know, and then there might be, you know, the veterinary care, especially exotic specialized veterinary care, can be quite expensive when we start talking about doing things like endoscopy, you know, to spay or neuter a tortoise, or if they need diagnostics when these kind of critters don't tell us a whole lot. Sometimes we have to rely on more tests. So I can see that, but I am a little bit shocked it is the tortoise, I've got to say.
Yeah, I would not have expected that.
Looking at the breakdown on the tortoises, it looks like, first of all, insurance, because insurance is included in all of these. And insurance for a tortoise is fairly high. There's substrate. I guess they have to have some kind of substrate.
It depends on what they're living on. If they're out, because out here in Las Vegas, we have outdoor tortoises. So they're the desert tortoises. So they may live indoors, but most commonly they're outside. But you have to dig fencing. You have to dig burrows. So there's different types of environment changes you have to do, but it's not necessarily always buying something.
Well, I encourage listeners to go check this out at our Facebook page, and you can calculate your own animals, because some of us spoil our animals more. And I as I mentioned earlier, for my cats, I spend a lot more on their food and their litter. So you can figure out how much it costs. And then, you know, if you're planning on getting an animal, certainly do the research first. We love them, and that's why we do this show, because we're just a little bit crazy about our animals, and we hope you are too, and we hope that you'll take them right now for a walk, get them out, spend some time, because the best present you can give your animals is your time. And we'll be back for more Animal Radio next week. Don't forget to download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ka-ching.
This is Animal Radio Network.